students and high school students, you're in luck. General admission tickets are available for just $31. Tickets available at base31.ca. Must show a valid student ID at the show to enter.
Turn up the fun with Kingston Frontenac Public Library's summer reading programs. Free and open to all ages, with the chance to win great prizes like Stanley tumblers, Lululemon bags, gift cards, and a Nintendo Switch. Make this summer one for the books. Register now at kfpl.beanstack.com.
Good morning, it is 8 a.m. on Tuesday, July 23rd, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. This is CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, bringing you your morning news brief. Starting us off, for your weather today, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud. We're also expecting a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon with a risk of thunderstorm. We have a high of 27 degrees with humidex that's going to feel like 35. UV index is 7 or high. Tonight we're expecting partly cloudy skies with a 30% chance of showers early in the evening with a risk of thunderstorm and a low of 17 degrees. In events to look out for today, enjoy the fresh food market that won't break the bank. Come down to Rideau Heights Community Center for the fresh food market from 2 to 5 p.m. This event is free. Looking forward to tonight, we have lots going on tonight. Bring your friends to One Eye Jacks for board games. Indulge your competitive spirit from 7 to 10 p.m. Come out and have some fun. Karaoke, have a Celine Dion in your back pocket. Head over to the mansion for karaoke from 9 to 12 a.m. This event is free to attend. Finally, tonight we have Daft Trivia from 7 to 9:30 p.m. every Wednesday. The winning team of six is awarded a $100 gift card. This event is free to attend. In the latest update on the LaSalle Causeway closure, PSPC announced that a temporary bridge will be open in place of the LaSalle Causeway by the end of September 2024. In the release, PSPC confirmed that this temporary solution will reopen the path to vehicular traffic, cyclists, and pedestrians, with temporary access windows for marine traffic to be determined. The temporary bridge will remain until the construction of a permanent replacement bridge, which is set to take place in 2025. For more information, you can visit the city's new webpage for the LaSalle Causeway closure at cityofkingston.ca. That wraps up your quick CFRC morning news brief. For more local news updates, be sure to tune in tomorrow at 5 p.m. for Today in YGK with CFRC's news team. If you have any news updates to share with us, please reach out via email to news@cfrc.ca. Be sure to stay tuned for Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Chicago!
Shots of the good stuff, too.
Hello, 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 folks, and welcome to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm Dean.
I'm Megan. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, and we just heard Japandroids with their new track, Chicago. Japandroids announcing that they are breaking up.
R.I.P.
This is going to be their final record. So it goes. I saw someone, write this little piece, I think it was in Pitchfork, and they described Japandroids as, every Japandroid song is, the perfect, you're 22 years old, you're walking home from the bar drunk, and you feel invincible music. I don't know if Japandroids is that for me, but, what would you say is your... young, drunk, invincible, walking song.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. I feel like it's changed, obviously, many, many times. I really loved... recently it's been the Geese album. I feel like I listen to that when I'm drunk all the time, and it's literally the greatest music of all time. Mm-hmm. I had a preying playlist that I made, and it was called Solo Pre for myself in undergrad, and it was all the songs that made me feel like that. And I still, I don't know, it's 8 years later or something, and I still listen to it. Has Rats by Devendra Banhart on it. Not a song you would think, but guys, listen to that song. It's a good song.
Right on. Yeah. I was mistaken for Strangers, the National. Not a very empowering song, but very fun nonetheless.
Yeah.
Apologies for our snuffling creature under our microphone. thank you, sir. But also, track's called Chicago. We've been watching The Bear. Have we talked about The Bear?
On
the program?
We haven't.
But
I don't like this season that much.
Season 3 of The Bear, people are calling it a comedy. I think it just tied 30 Rock for the most Emmy nominations for any comedy.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
For a comedy.
It's
good, but it's not that funny.
And
compared to 30 Rock.
It's a category fraud. It's just...
Well, yeah, 30 Rock...
Because it can't compete with any of dramas, so they call it a comedy.
But 30 Rock is literally, the amount of jokes per minute is, so high.
Yeah, there's more jokes in a single episode of 30 Rock than in the entirety of The Bear.
Oh, absolutely, because The Bear has a few jokes per episode, whereas 30
and it's
Rock
just there's
the only dialogue
there's
is
one
jokes.
Dumb family, and when them being dumb on screen is the joke.
I know. Yeah, I've seen people I follow have been if you are not liking this season of The Bear, it's just because you only want Marvel stuff, you can't appreciate slow character driven media. And I'm yes, I can. This is not what this is. I don't feel that I'm learning that much more about each character this season. I literally just feel that it is slow. I think the showrunner is
insanely slow.
If I do it slowly, it's deep. And I'm not if you don't put anything in it. Okay. Anyway, sorry, that's my gripe. Sorry if you're a Bear season 3 stan, but season 1 and 2 were really good.
Season 1 and 2 were really good.
Sad.
And also, I feel it's a show set in Chicago, ostensibly, but it doesn't feel super, super Chicago-y. It seems they only really hang out in the nice financial district.
Also, it's very, maybe this is just because I'm dumb, but it's very unclear where all the previous restaurants he's worked have been and where they are located and where they're closing down. And I don't think that helps with sense of place. So, thank
you. No, it's much more Barack Obama Chicago as opposed to bad Leroy Brown Chicago. But what can you do? Folks, we got new Royal Otis coming up. This is, what do we like to call new songs on this program?
Brand spankers.
They're brand spankers.
Of
we got
course.
A brand spanker from Royal Otis. It's called Mac Nostalgia. Here we go.
Still love, turn on call, carry away.
Hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Strange Powers by the Magnetic Fields. Before that, we heard Bye Bye Bye, not Backstreet Boys, or NSYNC, whichever one does Bye Bye Bye. No, it's Plants and Animals.
Wow, it's actually terrible. I cannot remember which one does.
Because they're the same band. It doesn't matter. Oh, it literally doesn't matter at all. I don't care who I offend in saying
it. I think it's Backstreet Boys. But while you talk for a second, I'm going to Google it.
And at the top, we heard Royal Otis with Knack Nostalgia.
Oh my God, it's NSYNC.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
terrible.
Right.
I'm genius. So sorry.
I'm so smart. I got that right. But anyway, folks, speaking of being smart and getting things right, our predictions turned out to be true. And Joe Biden, as of when we're recording this on Sunday, is stepping down from the race.
I do not think that remotely counts as our predictions.
No.
When every single op-ed writer was like, step down right
but,
now.
Like, it was really, it was up in the air as to whether or not it was going to happen.
Yeah, because he didn't want to, I think. But, alas, when literally everyone is bullying you into it, you got to do it.
Yeah.
So... I think the like Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama saying he should do it were kind of like at that point, like literally, what are you doing? It's just like every other member of your party is like, get out of here. But
yeah, no,
anyway, apparently Barack Obama didn't endorse
Kamala,
which could be misinformation. I'm reading that from a random tweet, but
it's looking like it's going to be an open convention. Like they're not just going to hand it over to VP Kamala. Which is terrifying. It's a big dog and pony show to get you to pay attention to, you know, electoral politics and not anything meaningful, of course. But I also think
it works because we talk about it all the time.
Yeah, because it's fascinating.
Yeah.
Not only that, I feel like it's going to hurt the Democrats long term to have like this like. Having not really done a primary, now going to have an open convention. All of this. Yeah,
it's
going to be fun.
It feels sort of like when you just put, you know, a bunch of chickens in a ring and then say, kill each other. Like,
yeah.
It's funny.
Not
that that is funny, but the convention.
Not that cockfighting is funny.
Yeah, no.
But okay, like, who's your, like, best pick? Like, who would you like to see get the nomination? And who... are you against getting this nomination?
Oh, I don't care.
You don't care at all? You don't have dogs in this fight?
Well, like, you know, Bernie Sanders, let's go. he's also a little old, so
yeah.
It might be a stretch. I feel like... okay, here's my thing. I feel that AOC has made some blunders lately.
Mm-hmm.
However, if we're just, like, talking
it's
about...
it's too early for her.
I know, but, like, is she... that much younger than Kamala? Does she have that much less
experience?
Kamala's
like up there.
Yeah, Kamala's been like
she's like
a senator.
Kamala's in her
stuff.
60s. I want
no,
to she
is
looks good.
Not, no, she's
I saw
not
that.
In her
okay,
60s.
Okay. How old is Kami?
She's 59. Okay,
59.
Actually, she's
yeah,
close.
So pretty close.
I guess AOC's in her 30s or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
I hope it's Kamala just because it would be so, so funny if Hillary Clinton lived to see the first female president that wasn't her. Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Women
that would be the most passive aggressive phone call of all time.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, Hillary Clinton's not that old. I really hope she does live to see the first female president because I hope it doesn't take that long. So that's my take.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm
Kamala
saying.
Kamala seems kind of insane, but
yeah.
I think it's a combo of, like, you know, obviously she's a better person and would be better for the country than Trump would, but she'd be still funny. I feel like we've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah.
But, like, she still does, like, weird internet memes.
Yeah, could you imagine how annoying and asinine it would be if it was Pete Buttigieg? I
would
not like him.
He Kamala, also is very funny, though. All these people, it's like kind of just celebrity culture.
Car.
It's not like I don't really believe in any of their abilities, but they all are funny in their own way.
No, it's a politics of spectacle. And
so,
folks, I got a big bucket of popcorn.
Yeah, like Pete Buttigieg doing the, like, since I was a child, I've always been interested in transportation. Like, we could get so many more quotes like that.
Yeah, this is true.
It just depends on what kind of quotes you want to be seeing all the time.
I find him personally more repugnant. Like Kamala, like obviously, I disagree.
Haircut.
Yeah, I disagree with like both of them on basically every issue. But Kamala is at least like fun, drunk, like wine aunt. You know, she could be America's drunk aunt, and I feel like that is what we need.
But it's so funny because I'm like 99% sure she's sober all the time. She just like, you know, like claps a lot. So it's like, it's
pretty
good.
I'm not sure about that. But
anyway,
folks, we've got the Sonnet coming up with their track Psychedelic Baby. Here we go. Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard none other than Youth Without Youth by Metric. Before that, we heard Chastity with their song Jaw Locked, and at the top, The Sonnet with their track Psychedelic Baby. Folks, we managed to watch some films.
Finally.
There's some good stuff, new movies on streaming now, so we indulged in some of those. First up on the docket, Hitman. Richard Linklater directed.
What?
Yeah. I know. What was that movie?
It was not that good.
Yeah, it's Glenn Powell. It's apparently based on like a true story of this like FBI spook.
It was a Richard Linklater movie. I know. What's going on?
Yeah, but it's this guy who would like worked with the cops to entrap people who are looking to get like their family members assassinated or whatever, like hiring a hitman to like kill your wife or whatever.
Yeah.
Then he falls in love with one of the women who's trying to solicit his services and has to pretend to be a hitman. It's like, it's got the germ of a good movie, but like the fact that he's also a college teacher has nothing to do with it. Gotta cut that out immediately. It's
also Glenn Powell is too hot to play a nerdy guy. It just doesn't work in my humble opinion. Like, he is not believably awkward or nerdy, seeing as he's like one of the most handsome ripped men on the planet. Like, I don't know. I also am just not a stan. I gotta say, I'm not a huge Glenn Powell.
Everyone's
person.
Like, oh, he's like he's in this Twisters movie that we haven't seen yet, but that's at the box office right now. But he's like, oh, he's the next leading man. But
he is. He's the like second highest. Paid young actor after
but
Timothy
anyone but
Chalamet.
You garbage hitman garbage yeah. He was okay in Top Gun, but that's just because Tom Cruise is there and he's just like basking in the glow of that sun.
He never wows me.
This hitman movie, like, he's wearing all these like different costumes and like that's sort of funny, but there's not really a lot of jokes. It's trying to be a rom-com, but it's not super, it doesn't commit to being funny.
Or romantic.
It felt very, and I know I keep saying this, but it felt very, like, AI generated.
No, I don't think it did. I just think it was kind of boring and not well written. Like, it didn't feel like they were really trying it. There was a few little, like, this is cancel culture, and I'm like, stop putting that in movies.
Yeah,
like, I don't.
True.
It also just like I feel that people in Hollywood write how they think normal people talk, and they get it really wrong all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It wasn't bad. It just wasn't great, especially now that I learned it was a Richard Linklater movie. So
yeah. But anyway, folks. Up next, we have Add Up My Love. This is new Claro. The album Charm came out like a couple weeks ago, and like all of these songs have been dominating all of the indie charts that I look at. So this record, I think this is going to be one of the big ones for the year. So here we go with some Claro.
Sad about it, I choose a day, and you tonight. I'm an easy lover. Take me into the fight. I'm an easy brother. I'm on fire. Burn my sweet effigy. I'm a my guts on the wheel. I wanna taste of all. And I'm on fire. And I'm on fire. And I'm on fire. I'm on
I'm on fire.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Stuck for the Summer by 2 Hours Traffic. Before that, we heard Caspian with...
Kasabian.
Kasabian, that's what I said.
Maybe I'm saying that wrong.
No, you said it right. With Fire. And at the top, we heard Claro with Add Up My Love, a brand spanker if I've ever heard one.
Yeah, did everyone lose a day of work because their Microsoft computers didn't work the other day, or?
Yeah, I lost the day of work that I had already taken off, which I was a little annoyed
by. Oh, that's annoying. But... Well, I was annoyed because ours didn't break. I got to work, and I saw all the patrons on the computers, and I saw everyone working in the back, and I was like, okay, Microsoft, I see you didn't choose to give me personally a day of vacation, so rude.
So what exactly happened with this bug thing? It was like one program that went bust on, like, a billion computers worldwide?
Yeah, it's like a... So it was because this company called CrowdStrike, which is an American cybersecurity firm from Austin. And they have like a deal with Microsoft. So their like software or whatever they make is on Microsoft computers.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to protect against outages. LOL. And... It also does like lots of like data protection and all that kind of stuff. But they basically, someone was like, update, and clicked it, and then their code was really messed up. So then it like bricked every computer in the whole world, and like every flight was grounded or something. So LOL. I've seen a lot of funny Tumblr posts about the one guy whose job it was to like click update, and then he just grounds all of air traffic for like a whole day, which is
that's sort of good. You know, walk into the woods, change your
name. But at least you live in Austin, you know, you can go party after. Seems like a fun city. Good times.
And whatever bars don't have, yeah, like their POSs still work.
Well, I don't know. I don't get it. Our computers were fine. So, I mean, I guess it's good. You know, it is good. It's good.
That you were able to help your community and continue to provide services.
I guess that
was good.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
But anyway, everything seems to be good now. There was also a second different thing that failed on the exact same day that was unrelated, that was like affecting cloud servers. But they were like, that one's fine now, too. Apparently, everything's fine. And there was no malicious intent. It was just that everyone was dumb for a little bit and coded badly. So, anyway, welcome back, computers, to the world.
Yeah, thank you, computers. anyway, folks, up next, we have new Dr. Dog. Their new album is self-titled. Always interesting when someone drops a self-titled album, like, deep into their career.
Like the Beatles.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is... from the new record that came out a couple weeks ago. It's called Talk Is Cheap. Dr. Dog, here we go.
It's a little unclear, but I can't be round. 'Cause I fell to the bottom and you found me there, broken and blue, and you gave me air. I can't be round. Anyway, when you're right here with me, sound nothing but the wind. Got me back on the rails.
Talk is cheap.
Think I know what you want me to do. Just tell me again, I get a little confused, but I can't be wrong.
Can't be wrong.
Birds in the attic and junk on the stairs. I wanna be clear and I wanna be here. Alone in the rain on another street. Baby, you're an engine driver. Yeah, you never fail. I can't be.
You got me back.